Young serious offenders and repeat offenders could be sent to a military-style academy, subjected to a greater use of electronic and judicial monitoring, and police will have the power to arrest a young person without warrant for non-compliance with conditions of an order or a breach of their bail conditions. That is some of the outline of the newly announced Young Serious Offender Declaration announced by Karen Chaw, Minister for Children, in the weekend. Karen Chaw says that there are a small number of young people committing significant proportion of youth crime in New Zealand, so this is targeting that small cohort, although she did admit in other media she does not have any empirical data statistics to back up the success of military-style academies. Well, she does have that data. She didn't refer to it in other media interviews. Spokesperson for Children from Te Pāti Reipa, Willow Jean Prime.
The concern that I have with the government's announcement to introduce this new declaration and this new piece of legislation is that the point of it is to be able to sentence rangatahi to their new boot camps that they are establishing. And my concern is that the government is progressing the legislation before the boot camp pilot has even taken place and been completed, and importantly, before it will even be properly evaluated. So it gives me absolutely no confidence that they are jumping the gun by introducing this legislation to create the ability to make this declaration and sentence rangatahi to the experiment that they have just announced they are undertaking.
Can I just take a step back and talk about the data and statistics on whether or not they are successful in the first instance? No hard and fast data statistics to show that boot camps actually advantage or that they are successful. So even if there is a pilot, there's still no hard and fast data anyway. What's she basing this on, do you think?
I think she's basing it on politics. I think they are basing it on their rhetoric of being tough on crime. But that rhetoric is targeted at our most vulnerable young people. And that is absolutely right. They are introducing this legislation which is going to give the courts the ability to sentence rangatahi to the boot camps, which have not started, are a pilot, according to the government, will not have been properly evaluated before moving on to the next phase. So I have serious concerns that it doesn't even matter what the results of the pilot will be. This is what this government wants to do and is going to do, regardless of that. What we know from past boot camps is that they have not been successful, that they have not lowered reoffending rates, that they have had a high rate of failure. What we do know has been working is the fast track, for example, which Labour was supporting, which is wraparound intensive support for these rangatahi who need that. I was disappointed when during scrutiny week, the Minister for Children confirmed that this government has stopped the enhanced fast track, which was the program we had introduced as a government to work with our most serious repeat offending young people. And they have simply stopped that in favour of piloting their boot camp experiment.
So legislation before results of a pilot, that goes part and parcel to the Kupu Declaration. It's as though they're declaring war against our young.
Well, that's right. They use the rhetoric, you know, we are going to be tough on crime. There has to be serious consequences for these young people. What they should be serious about is providing evidence-based programs that will not only, you know, they talk about this being about victims. If they were serious about victims and victims of crime, then they would invest in programs that were going to work for these young people because it's in the best interest of those young people, but because it will also reduce future victims. They're not serious about victims, and they are not serious about supporting our most vulnerable children who need intensive wraparound support to help them through this.
About the pūtea, $5 million for about 10 rangatahi. Do you think $5 million would be better spent at the other end of the pointy spear in preventative measures, education, cultural connection? Wouldn't it be better spent at the other end rather than that end?
I absolutely think it would. The money would be much better spent in investing in the prevention work with our rangatahi, to addressing the needs that they have before it becomes more serious. But what I am concerned about is that there is not additional funding for that in this budget. In fact, so the Minister for Children has cut $30 million of contracts for services for prevention work. And secondly, in her other portfolio of family harm and sexual violence, no additional funding. Yet we know over 80% of rangatahi who offend have experienced family harm themselves and have trauma. So I believe the government is spending the money as the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff instead of up front, where it could make the biggest difference for these rangatahi and for any victims. It prevents the victimisation which they are trying, you know, they say they are serious about. If they were serious about it, they would be spending it at the front end, not at the back end.
Will you be asking her questions in the House?
I will be trying to get questions up this week, but it's going to be a competitive week. There is a lot that came out of scrutiny week, but I certainly will be putting pressure on the Minister to hold her accountable, being the advocate, the champion for children in care and for all tamariki in New Zealand. I do not believe that the failed experiment, repeating the failed experiment of boot camps, is in the best interests of our children. So I will be holding her accountable through questions, through written questions, and so on.
Mm. Nga mihi ki a koe, Willow Jean, thanks very much.
Kia ora.
Nga mihi. Willow Jean Prime, she's the spokesperson for Children, Oranga Tamariki, Mai Te Pāti, Reipa. So that is the newly announced Young Serious Offenders Declaration announced by Minister for Children, Karen Chaw.